Hi, Roy. This is Joe. I just found this note on my car. It says that you dinged it. I don't really see any dings on the car itself. Give me a call back, 720. Again, this is Joe. Thanks.
Hello?
Hello, Joe?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car yesterday.
Oh, hey, Roy.
Hey.
Yeah, what happened? I saw that note on there.
Oh, yeah. I sort of put kind of like some scuff marks on the roof.
Oh, on the roof?
Yeah, like right on the top, right? Like kind of in the middle on the top.
On my Wrangler?
Yeah.
That thing's lifted about 8 inches. How'd you get up there?
I was doing parkour. And I was jumping.
You were doing parkour?
Yeah, and I was jumping from another car. I was kind of doing like a barrel roll, and I just, you know, lost control, and I kind of scuffed the car a little bit.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say to that. I've never heard of that before.
Well,
you okay?
Oh yeah, I'm fine. I do it all the time. I do a lot of parkour.
Oh wow!
And yeah, I jumped.
You scuffed I didn't see any scuffs on the side when I was looking at it. I thought maybe you hit it with your car.
Oh no, it's on the roof. It's like my watch. I wear a watch, a metal watch, and it slid across the top of your car.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're okay, man. That's fucked up. You're doing parkour on my Jeep, though. That's my baby.
Yeah, well, you know, it was there. We parkour artists, we use whatever's around.
Well, that's fucked up, bro. You gonna pay for that?
Well, yeah, that's why I was calling. I didn't know if you thought it was worth paying for. I mean, it's up so high, no one can really see it, so what's it matter?
Well, it matters to me. That's my baby.
Yeah, but you can't even see it. You know, it just doesn't matter, does it? I mean, it's up to you if you really want me to pay for it. If I could buy some touch-up paint or something, or a Sharpie.
Sharpie?
Yeah, you know, you just scribble where the scuff mark is.
No, no Sharpies, bro. Yeah. No Sharpies.
I dented it when I hit it, too. I dented it really bad, but then the dent just popped right back up. So I think that's all right.
Damn, man, that's pretty thick metal there on a Wrangler to dent it. What are you, like 400 fucking pounds?
Oh, I don't appreciate
that. Like a fat boy jumping on my car?
No, fat boys don't do parkour.
I don't know, you could.
You could
be like the chubby Avenger. Fighting crime.
No, I'm not a crime fighter. I just like doing parkour.
Well, I mean, if you're doing parkour, why not fight some crime on the side, too? Shit. Are you videotaping it, at least?
Oh, no. I'm not doing it for other people. I'm doing it for myself.
Oh, that's not fun. You're going to get hurt or something like that. The other people want to see that.
Yeah, and besides, I mean, you could use it in court if you're going to try and make a thing out of this.
Ah, who gives a shit about court, man? You just whoop that ass.
What?
No, man, I wouldn't take you to court. I would just whoop your ass.
Oh, no, you couldn't do that. All right, well, I mean, if you don't want me to pay for it, then I guess it's fine. I guess we're done then.
No, I'd like you to at least come fix it with some touch-up paint or something. Do you have any insurance?
I have Sharpies. No, I don't have a car.
You don't have a car, but you're jumping on my car.
Right, yeah. I was jumping on a lot of people's cars. I just jump from, you know, roofs and buildings and cars, just whatever's around.
Well, damn, bro. How come you didn't jump on the Prius next to my car? That would have been way more fun. A little yuppie Prius.
Oh, well, I don't judge people based on what car they drive.
Why not?
Because, I don't know. Jesus wouldn't do that.
Jesus?
Yeah, you know,
I'm pretty sure that guy judges people pretty harsh.
I don't think he judged people about what cars they drove, though.
That's true. He didn't really even have real shoes.
What do shoes have to do with cars?
Ford shoes. Well, that was his car back then.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So, man, what's with the out-of-area code? Are you still in town?
Yeah, I live here. I'm from Washington, from the state of Washington.
Well, okay, why don't you come back down tomorrow around 5 and we'll Sharpie the roof of it back together.
I'll just do it while you're not there.
Oh, no. I want to be there. I want to see this. I want to see you do some parkour off of it.
Oh, no, I don't perform for other people. I just do it for myself.
Oh, well, you're going to perform for me. You're going to be my monkey.
I'm not into showboating like you are. I don't care what people
think. No, you're going to be my little monkey, man. You're going to do whatever I tell you to do.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Well, come on down. I'll show you.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow,
then. I'll put a leash on you and everything.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. What time tomorrow, bro?
I'll just be waiting, and when I see you out there, I'll jump out of the bushes and just, you know, fly over your car and stuff. It'll be crazy.
I wouldn't suggest jumping out of no bushes, bro. I pack. That would be a bad idea.
Why would it be a bad idea?
Because I pack, man. If somebody jumps out of the bushes at me, I'm just going to start shooting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
This is Denver, bro. That shit's scary out here. Somebody jumps out of the bushes, they're gonna try to kill you.
Yeah, Denver's real tough.
You ever heard of the Bloods?
No, I've never heard
of
those.
And the Crippies?
Yeah, I'm sure they're real big around Denver.
They are. Yeah, they everywhere. Right. You gotta watch out for them.
Have you ever left Denver before?
Yeah, I have.
Just checking. All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll just watch yourself. If I jump out at you,
don't
just
go. You sound cute. Maybe we can meet up and do some other stuff too.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see. All right.
You never know.
All right, Powder Puff. I'll talk to you later.
Bye, bye, honey, baby.
All right. I love you.
You too. Mwah.